The planning board's approval means a surface parking lot in a historic neighborhood will now also be home to a 30,000-square-foot building. The building will have 40 apartments for the chronically homeless between the ages of 18 and 24. Fern O'Brien is the president of the Board of Attention Homes, and she feels it's a good fit for downtown Boulder.
In terms of this neighborhood, I love the fact that we are going to be able to walk by this neighborhood and say that we have solved the homeless problem for 40 people. I think that is something that Boulder citizens can be really proud about. And it's just, it's a beautiful building. And I think we can all be really proud that we have all had a hand in this.
Attention Homes will work with Gardner Capital and Studio Architecture to develop the site. Architect Carly Fazone says changes to the building's design over the past 16 months will make it more compatible with the Whittier neighborhood.
So it was a very long process of evolution to get the building down to two stories on the two main elevations. That's one of the main changes that we made. We definitely feel that it will be a great contribution to the neighborhood, as well as a much needed facility in Boulder, in the Boulder housing market. It's understandable that people have concerns, for sure, but I really believe that once it's built, and it's going to be a very lively and kind of vibrant contributor to the feeling of the neighborhood. So I think people are actually going to enjoy having it there.
But opponents are not convinced. They say the project could make Whittier residents less safe because 100% of the project's prospective clients are trauma survivors and may have substance abuse problems. They also argue the project's massive size is out of sync with the neighborhood and there will not be enough parking. Sarah Silver says the city's decision to allow the project density transfer, something no one had ever heard of before, should concern Boulder residents.
The neighbors who are opposed to the project, and we have 600 people who signed on to a petition, are not opposed to helping this population. We're opposed to the 30,000-square-foot building with 3,000 square feet of administrative office space and 1,000 square feet of a restaurant space, not enough parking. And in some ways, the density transfer issue is the original sin of the mass scale density of this project. I do think this is an issue that has to go to City Council. This is an extremely controversial project. The density transfer issue just blows out the city code. And if it can happen on this quadrant, it can happen anywhere. And I think anyone in the city of Boulder who is concerned about the kind of growth that we want to have to address our affordable housing issues and our jobs growth issue should be very concerned.
Boulder's planning board voted 6-1 to support the facility, with member Crystal Gray voting no. Gray said the Attention Home project lacked transparency and honesty from the outset by not including neighborhood input. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.